You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Hey Rob, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Now, I've got to thank Chris from Plato's Retreat for this one.
Thank you, Chris.
I actually had read about it, but I forgot all about it.
As happens.
Well, no, sometimes I've got too much stuff going on in my head.
I sometimes feel like you get to the point, I feel like this with names sometimes. Yep. One enters and another one has to exit just to make room
space.
For
yeah,
it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Right, so anyway, here we go. Clap my hands, I'm so excited about this. A small group of orcas is causing a lot of damage to boats off the Iberian Peninsula.
Eat the rich orcas.
That's Spain and Portugal. Last month, they rammed the boat for over an hour, managing to remove its rudder. They actually swam off and came back again.
Oh, my God.
And in another incident, three orcas repeatedly struck a yacht until it sank.
They're unionising.
In the past 3 years, hundreds of boats and orca interactions have been reported off the coasts of Portugal, Spain and Morocco. According to the Spanish research group, GTOA, which is the Grupo del Trabajo Orca Atlantico. See? You'd think you was in Spain there for a second, wouldn't you? In 2022, there were 270 reported interactions in the Strait of Gibraltar alone.
Wow.
And the meetings aren't always gentle, right?
No.
And they're recording the minimum of one incident a day, going up to sometimes three.
That's their territory. That's their turf. Get out of there.
Now,
get
the,
out of
the
here.
The big question is, why are they repeatedly damaging boats? The most popular theory is revenge. Some scientists believe it's all down to an orca called White Gladys.
Amazing.
Right, and it's spelt G-L-A-D-I-S.
Now, Gladys.
Maybe this is in Spain and they said, oh, it's a local name, but that is the way it's spelt in Welsh for Gladys, that's not spelt that way.
Gladys.
With a Y-S.
Gladys.
So there you go. That's a little bit of information for you. They reckon it suffered a traumatic injury from a boat. And now maybe teaching other orcas how to attack similar vessels.
Oh, I love it. I mean, it's kind of freaky, but it's amazing as well. Nature.
But Monica Shields, the director of the Orca Behavioural Institute, told
me...
Some
good names
what
in this
title.
Monica Shields feels like a comic book character.
She told me that kind of behaviour would be uncharacteristic for them.
Yeah, well, that's been the whole deal, is people are like, stop calling them killer whales. They're actually very gentle,
well,
nice
I was
whales.
About to say that. They're like, all they are is like big dolphins, isn't it?
Yeah, they are. But obviously,
they're
not if you're
muscly.
A boat in Portugal.
She suggests it's more likely explanation they're playing. I reckon, they're having a laugh, all right, because they know what they're doing.
Flipping them up.
There was an amazing video, which I saw on Twitter, I think, yesterday, and it was a drone shot of, 30-ish orcas, which is a huge amount, way more than you normally see, in this part of the world.
Yeah.
And they're all, coming up to the surface and doing flips, and I'm just sort of imagining them, let's go pull the fingers at that drone up there. They think they got us. We're freaking them out.
I was watching some of it. I was watching actually White Gladys on YouTube.
Amazing.
Last night.
Yeah. Subscribe.
And just there was like a rubber dinghy behind this boat, just smashed it to bits.
Wow.
I hope they are. I hope they are organising and getting these super yachts. We don't want them.
No, we don't need super yachts. Ridiculous things.
And what's happening is all they're mucking up their sonar and all that.
Yeah,
I'd
be mad too, you know?
Coming into your neighbourhood.
Imagine you're in your house and then a big piece of metal just grazes through it.
It's like when the street sweeper goes past my flat at 4 a.m.
Rachel's just going to start attacking it.
No, actually, I really appreciate having a very clean street, but there's something about waking up to this beeping and this humming sound, you know, would drive you mad.
Mm-hmm.
This is me relating to the orcas.
I think I don't know. Are they doing it? Are they doing it for revenge? We all hope so.
Revenge is a very human emotion. I feel like we're imposing something on them there.
I feel like there's going to be a good movie coming out of this.
Nice.
There'll be a great sort of environmentally conscious children's book, maybe.
Mm. Yeah.
But with a slightly bloody edge.
I can't see an orca thinking, I'm going to have a laugh, I'm going to smash that, I'm going to take that rudder out.
Mm.
Well, I reckon they know what they're doing. They do know what they're doing.
They're smart.
More onto it
than
we are.
They're very smart and beautiful.
That was it, really. That story blew me away.
That's a great story. Thank you for bringing that to the attention of the BFM listenership. If you've got any theories for what the orcas are up to, 5395, we'd love to hear about them. Got a poem for us today?
No, but I will have one hopefully next week that's going to... It's massive.
Okay. Massive. Just prepare yourselves
for
that.
Yeah, I've nearly finished it, but I want it to be as perfect as... anything I've ever done before, ever.
You have picked us a lovely song this morning. What are we about to listen to?
Yeah, this is a group called 7FO, and it's called Healing Sword. And text us if you know where they come from. There you go.
What a tune. 7FO with Healing Sword.
How good is that, eh?
So good. They are indeed from Osaka. Thank you to the person who texted that in. You're on BFM Breakfast. Cheers, Rob.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bollocks, only on 95 BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.